Today's a great day to give away money because of success.
Governor Rick Scott announced the appropriation at Plant High School in South Tampa this morning. Schools that received recognition funds from the state were either consistent A-graded schools or ones which had demonstrated a marked improvement.
What we want to do as a state, we want to invest where we know we're getting a return.
Less than 19% of Title I schools in Hillsborough earned the recognition funds, while 63% of non-Title I schools are getting the extra money. For example, Plant High, which isn't a Title I school, is getting $140,000, while Title I Blake High School in West Tampa isn't getting any of the funds. But Hillsborough County Schools Superintendent Mary Ellen Elia said Title I schools have access to other funding opportunities.
We have a number of programs, particularly those programs that have a higher poverty level, that they receive funding that other schools do not receive. So Title I federal monies come in. Those are only available for schools that are at the poverty level of a certain point. So you have categories of funding that comes to certain schools given the program that they're targeting. So we also have additional staff and funding that goes into some of our schools that are struggling more to give them extra support and to give them extra teacher units and help to become more successful and to have their students become more successful.
But even with federal funding, low-income schools struggle with things like parental involvement, children who haven't had access to early childhood education, and whose families can't afford summer learning programs. But Governor Scott argues that incentivizing school principals to earn higher achievement levels will lead to better performance in struggling schools.
We have great principals. We have great teachers all over this district. They're working hard to do the right thing. It's tied to you know, having great principals. You have a superintendent that allocates the dollars that she has the opportunity to allocate the best she can to make sure every child in this district has a great education. But the state has funds that they do directly to schools through the district to make sure we reward success.
And Superintendent Elia said some of the schools receiving state rewards funds weren't always high performers.
I have plenty of schools that have made growth, but not made enough growth to get into this category. But I think, as the governor pointed out, that it has to do with performance and whether or not there's been enough growth. So there's always someone that doesn't make it, and I think that what we have to think about and what we do think about is that school, with continued growth of their students, could very well be in this category next year.
The Florida School Recognition Program has awarded high-performing schools since 1999. It will pay out more than $130 million to schools across the state this year. Each school gets a different amount based on an up to $100 per student allocation. Governor Scott was criticized in 2010 after taking office for cutting education funds and signing into law a bill that tied teacher pay to performance.
We made the hard choices when I came into office. It was not easy, but we now have the opportunity to make smart choices.
He touts his 2012 budget for putting $1 billion back into education and is proposing $2,500 raises for teachers in this year's budget. But critics still argue that the money doesn't make up for previous budget cuts and a law Scott supported that required teachers to contribute 3% of their pay into their own pensions. When asked whether this newfound commitment to funding public education was politically motivated, Scott didn't really answer.
You know, what I do every day is I focus on the three things families care about. People want a job. Every family I know, they want to make sure they have a job, and I work on that. That's why this year in my budget, I want to get rid of the sales tax on manufacturing equipment so we have more manufacturing jobs. Second, just like last year, I want to increase funding by over $1 billion for K-12 because it's the right thing to do. We need to constantly improve education. And third, I always focus on keeping the cost of living low.
Scott is also asking that the 2013 budget raise the per student amount allocated to schools who qualify for the recognition program. If that is accepted by the legislature, schools awarded next year would receive that benefit. If you want to find out if your school made the cut, you can go to our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in South Tampa.